Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You've heard about the News Talk Changemaker Business Awards. They're back. There's still time to enter, though, if you're interested. These awards are in association with FBD, and they really aim to recognise extraordinary business achievements across nine different categories. And the CEO of Open Doors, Sian McDonough, is with me in studio today because Sian won the Inclusive Workplace category last year. You might tell us a little bit about your own story, Sian, first of all.
Sure. Well, I founded Open Doors with the help of a lot of people 7.5 years ago, and it came out of work I was doing in Diageo at the time. I was head of society there, and we used to run a hospitality training course for people, underrepresented people. And I organised one for refugees in the Direct Provision Centre in Mosny. And it was amazing. It was just one of those experiences that raises the hair on the back of your neck. And it was brilliant. Mm. And out of that, the then Minister for Equality, David Stanton, said, do more, get more companies involved, make this bigger. So that was in June, and we launched in September with 14 companies and 8 supporting partners who are NGOs. And we've grown and grown from me at my kitchen table with a computer. There's now 10 of us working together. And over that time with our partners, we've helped over 130,000 participants into education, employment and entrepreneurship.
Okay. And like this is really about trying to help companies or help people find employment as well, you know, trying to make the workplace a little bit more inclusive. From your own perspective, though, Sian, maybe you know all too well about the stigma that comes with mental health and with mental illness.
Well, it's not a stigma because I have managed to live all these years and worked in some very heavy jobs, and I have bipolar myself, a type of bipolar called dysphoric elation, and that has caused highs and lows, ups and downs, but it's never stopped me from giving my best. And if anything, starting Open Doors has made it easier for me to deal with the symptoms. Maybe it's because of my own boss. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, and it means when we work with people with disabilities, for example, or any intersectionality, we know what they're capable of. We know that despite the fact that Ireland has the lowest employment rate for disabilities in Europe, that people are able to do so much more if they're given the opportunity, if they're given adjustments to allow them to operate in employment or education or start their own business. We do a lot of work with entrepreneurs. We have a course that we run with TU Dublin and AIB every year aimed at disabled entrepreneurs. And they are creating amazing businesses and they're hiring other people with disabilities.
Why do you think we have one of the lowest rates then in the EU?
I think people are scared to say and do the wrong thing. That's one thing we often come across with employers. They want to help, but they're worried about going about it the wrong way. So we do training in that. We help companies to see the possibilities, to take away whatever fears they may have. Because in the population, the last census, I think it was 22% of the population identified as having a disability. And we're saying, you know people. If you don't have a disability yourself, you know people.
Yeah.
And we do encourage more leaders in business who have a disability or who are from a marginalised background to come forward and say, yay, I'm doing this. I'm a role model for you. And I think that's really important. It's really important to see people who you can relate to and associate with come forward and say, I'll help you, I'll mentor you. We'll work together. We'll make this a possibility for you. The chances I've had, you should have as well.
Yeah. You received the Inclusive Workplace category. I mentioned that last year. That I'm sure was a real personal achievement, Sian, for you.
It was great. It was for me and the team. Our team is from all different countries, 7 different countries, quarter are refugees, quarter of disabilities, quarter LGBTQ. We're a real mixed bag. And all of that experience comes to bear on all the work we do. And it's amazing. It's amazing the creativity that comes out, the want to help other people, and the benefits to Open Doors Initiative as a company from having such a mix of people.
Yeah. So for businesses listening today, like this company owner who says, I'd like to get a little bit more involved, would like to make sure that my own workplace is that bit more inclusive, how can they benefit or get involved from the likes of yourselves at Open Doors?
Contact us, info@opendoorsinitiative.ie. Google us. We're all over the place. We're on LinkedIn. We'd happily work with more businesses to achieve these aims. It makes a really, really positive difference to your workplace, to your current employees, to your stakeholders, to your board, anyone you're working with, and to the wider community as well. We do a lot of work in corporate social justice, which is just the fact that an organisation, by dint of being somewhere, has a ripple effect, and that can be a really positive one. And with all that's going on in such a polarised world, we think it's really important that companies have a voice and say, no, we're going to do good.
Yeah. When you talk about your own experience and with being bipolar, in terms of, you know, getting your diagnosis for that or managing that, how can you tell us a little bit about that process?
Sure. I was incredibly lucky. I met Dr. Patrick McKeown, who's since retired, much to my loss. He was wonderful. I had been misdiagnosed as having depression, so I was getting the wrong treatment. He brought me in to St. Pat's to strip away all the medication, start from scratch. And very quickly, he had a diagnosis of dysphoric elation, which is quite rare and very hard to spot because it mimics depression very closely. So I was in Pat's for a couple of months, one of the best experiences of my life. Amazing people I'm still friends with, and just somewhere very safe, like a sanctuary where you could go, you could be yourself, you could walk around in pyjamas crying, no one batted an eyelid. And was there for a few months and then came out on medication that I've been on with very little change more or less since then. And that was... 25 years ago, but it's really helped me because I've mentored other people who have mental ill health and helped them to get the help they need, and also to remove stigma, to say it's okay, and it's okay to talk about it, it's okay to be upfront about it. You know, it actually makes it a lot easier, because if you're trying to hide and cover the whole time, it just adds to the pressure and it makes it worse.
The talking about it probably helps, and feeling comfortable to chat about it as well.
Absolutely,
in the workplace.
Yeah. And even amongst friends and family, you know, it's okay to say, look, I'm not going to go to the party tonight. I'm not feeling it. And to have people understand that and not put you under pressure or whatever it may be. I think considering the prevalence of mental ill health in Ireland, it's something we should be talking about.
Absolutely,
And I think it's very important that people who have been through it or are living with it talk about it as well and share their experience with other people, so it becomes the norm. And I think
it shouldn't be a rarity.
Well, never, it isn't. It just isn't. One in four have had an incident or will have an incident of depression in their lifetime. So it's going to hit you in some way, be it you or your friend or your family.
We just want to mention the Newstalk Changemaker Business Awards. The deadline is actually, it's this Friday, it's the 20th of March. If you want to get involved, you can get details about the awards. They can be found newstalkchangemaker.com, just newstalkchangemaker.com. That's where you can get all of the information there, and all of the different award categories will be highlighted, all in association with FBD. For the moment, though, CEO of Open Doors, Sean McDonough. Sean, thanks a million for joining us here.
Thank you very much.
On Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.